The views, information, or opinions expressed during the Geeks Under the Influence podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of Loot Crate, Amazon.com, or their employees. Listener discretion is advised. Fuck off if you don't like it.
Also, if I have a bike, I want to be able to pedal it in such a way to get away from something if I have to. Like, lowrider bikes were a big thing in Southern California as well, which that is not a bike for escape.
No.
Like, that's not... If someone or something is coming... If there's a lion coming after you... Well, granted, even a regular bike may not help you in that circumstance, but at least there's a fighting chance.
Yeah, no. Oh, man, you got a mountain bike. You pop a bitch in a lower gear and go. If you really know how to use that bike, you get away from it.
Which, I kind of now want to see a BMX lion movie.
Dude.
It'd be like...
so sweet.
Yes.
Ghost right. in the Darkness 2. It's a mashup with Rad. It's just, like, we'll save that for Smack My Pitch Up.
Oh no, dude, can we get like a Gleaming the Cube too? He's just trying to get away from the fucking lion on a fucking skateboard.
Lion drug dealers.
Lion drug dealers. I think it might be like the lion from fucking the Lion Mayor from Zootopia. A crossover with Gleaming the Cube.
God.
No, there we go. The Zootopia 2 Gleaming the Zoo. That would be perfect.
Gleaming the Zoo.
Gleaming
the Zoo.
Fuck you. Damn it. And no better way to start this episode of Geeks Under the Influence. Thank you guys again for listening to this shit show. Tonight we're going to be talking about animal attack movies. We're not just going to be talking about normal animals that get all feisty and try to kill people. We're also talking about mutated animals, giant animals, insects, and gross bugs, and all sorts of stuff on this episode of Geeks Under the Influence. Welcome.
Freddy Krueger here, a.k.a. Robert England.
Greetings from Tromerville. I'm Lloyd Kaufman.
This is Tracy Lords.
This is Buck from the Toasters.
This is James Duval.
Hi, this is John Russo.
And these geeks are under the influence.
Geeks under the influence.
Geeks under the influence.
Geeks under the influence.
Geeks under the influence.
You're listening to the Geeks Under the Influence podcast.
Because not only is Geeks Under the Influence hilarious, entertaining, and educational, it's the best podcast in the world.
But first, I gotta kill Michael, the Hobbit bigot. You should see his feet.
Yay! Woo-hoo! Welcome to Geeks Under the Influence. I've got a panel of four people here to talk about animal attack movies. Let's introduce the panel before we get started. First up is the biggest fan of Alien that has come to the Geeks Under the Influence Network. We're talking Manda Nostromo.
Hi. Yeah, no, I will totally take that label. I'm cool with that.
You're cool with that?
Well, oh, totally.
Considering you buy...
I own it.
You go by Nostromo.
I think. That's my actual name. Didn't you know?
Yeah, that? Yeah, totally. Like you
coincidence.
You didn't adopt the Alien fandom.
It adopted
you were born
me.
Into it. Molded by it.
Oh, Jesus. I had to go there.
Is Batman technically an animal attack? Bats in the name. So.
He was attacked by bats he as was a child.
That's true.
Yeah, he was.
And according to Batman v Superman, they also made him fly, I guess. I don't know, or like levitate.
Fuck that goddamn movie.
Next up on the panel, second time on Geeks Under the Influence. First one was the trauma episode. The man that likes to have lots of notes and then gets frustrated when we just riff instead of actually get into the deep cut information. Like, what year was Giant Gila Monster?
Oh, that was... Oh, shit, that's not on here.
Oh, God, I nailed it. I believe it was 1957. Steve-O is on this episode.
Hey, guys.
I'm excited to have you back, man. It's been too long.
Thanks, but it has been.
Yeah, so yay, this is going to be so much fucking fun. Speaking of fun, the tons of aggressive fun, my hand job captain.
Hey.
Mr. Lowdown Brown MacGyver.
Just that video.
Yeah, there's some under the table action that happens just about every episode. It's seriously pretty nice.
It's whatever.
It's just bros helping bros. That's all it is.
Thank you for being.
Oh my God! The next time I get a dry hand job, I'm singing that song.
You're welcome.
Travel down the shaft and back again.
I'm here to help, guys.
So is this the second half of the show already?
Jesus, we fucking come out of the gate swinging.
God damn.
Yeah, what's up, guys? Hey. What do you want?
I want you to introduce me.
I just literally said, hi, fucker. I've been laughing too hard. How about you chill the fuck out? No hand jobs for you for like two episodes. God, you've been cut back, okay?
No thank you for not being a friend. Sir.
Exactly. That's what you get, whiny little bitch. All right, so yeah, the guy who's crying over there about, you know, not being introduced, that would be the guy who started this whole shit show. That's Mike the Hobbit Bickett.
And I regret it every single day. Thank you guys so much.
I try so hard to make you regret it. So hard.
And you do a damn good job.
Thank you.
I am Mike the Hobbit Bickett, a founder of the Geeks Under the Influence Network and host of this shit show. I also host Smack My Pitch Up and hopefully soon getting back on board with Quite Contrary. Definitely check out Geeks Under the Influence Trivia every first and third Monday at Fallout. We've got on the 16th, which should be a couple days from the release of this episode, our Strange Ways, Beautiful Disasters B-Movie Night. The theme for this month is Vigilante Odd Couple. Check out the info for that. And also our August 19th GUI Live Starship Troopers Geekified at Fallout, where we do kind of a Rocky Horror Picture Show type affectations to Starship Troopers.
Nice.
There's going to be trivia and contests and reenactments and script readings and all sorts of shit. It's going to be an absolute blast. Bring your Nerf guns. If they take the mini darts, bring your Nerf guns. Trust me, it'll be worth it.
Good times.
You can find all that info at GUIpodcast.com. So let's get into it. Animal attack movies. There are so many to go through that there's no way we're going to even touch 20% of the movies out there. We're not even going to get close. We're just going to talk about the hits, the ones that we appreciate the most. What is everybody's favorite?
Oh,
before we get, besides Jaws, let's just take Jaws. We did a Jaws episode.
I was going to say, dude.
We did a Jaws episode. It's clearly, if it's not the top, it's like in the top three at the very least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there one that like touched you? I mean, not inappropriately, like in your heart as a child or...
I'm either going to have to go with the Piranha series or the Birds.
You're talking the original Joe Dante Piranha series, right?
Yeah. Even the new one. Well, 3D was good. The 3DD was...
Never saw 3DD.
Oh, that was... Gary Busey was in that shit, and like... Who else was in that? Hasselhoff.
Yeah, he had a very small role. Yeah.
I saw the one with Jerry O'Connell, the Piranha movie.
Huh?
With Jerry O'Connell, he was like doing the Girls Gone Wild thing on the boat.
Yeah, that was I enjoyed that. Enjoyed 3D.
That was 3D. Okay.
Yeah, it knew exactly what it was. It was just boobs and blood and boats and giant killer piranhas.
That also had a little callback to aforementioned Jaws. Richard Dreyfuss was
that's
in there.
Right. At the very beginning scene, he was drunk and fishing.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, he was singing the song from Jaws.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. His beer bottle is what caused the earthquake.
That was fun. Because that's how that happens.
Totally how that happens.
Geologically correct.
Geologists just pissed off at people drink out of cans. That's why you can't bring bottles on the beach. It's not for broken glass. It's because you might start earthquakes.
We don't want you to release the piranhas. Yeah. Leave the glass at home.
I'm telling you, if that's the excuse they gave on those fucking signs, a lot less people would be bringing glass to the beach.
Very true.
What are you doing? You're going to release the piranhas. Piranha, definitely for me is one of them.
So we're going with favorite?
One of your favorites, yeah.
One of my favorites is, because I'm always going to bring my boy into this shit, Stephen King is tale number 5 in Creepshow. They're creeping up on you with the fucking cockroaches.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's so good.
So fucking gross. But I find a lot of humor in that, too, because like everyone he talks to that works in the building... is just like, you know, just kind of like placating this psychotic old man. And like, it took me being older and seeing it to realize that like, oh, they're all just fucking making fun of him the entire time. Like, there are the bug thing. That's a legit thing. But they're all like not taking him seriously because he's always been like that. He's a fucking OCD clean freak. Right. And so like, they don't believe him. And they're all just like, I forget what his name was. But the guy, the maintenance guy is like, okay, Mr. Blah, blah, blah. Like, he was just like... They were just totally like, I don't give a fuck about you. Like, you're fucking crazy.
It's like a cried wolf situation.
Exactly. Much, exactly. Yeah.
He's like, again with the cockroaches. Jesus
Christ.
But
it was so gross because it's fucking roaches. Oh.
Yeah. They're the worst.
That had to have been a terrible, like, nobody was hanging around on set if they didn't have to when they're filming.
Because there were some fat hissing motherfuckers too, and I'm just, oh.
Could you imagine how little was eaten off of craft services during Nope. Afraid not.
They were just eating the Madagascar hissing cockroach. Yeah, that's what that was.
And you know, like, the budget, they weren't like really strict with confining that shit. Like, I'm sure, like, there's like roach infestations around the area after that. Because, you know, we're like, oh, some got away. It's whatever. They're roaches. Like,
there's like one studio on the Warner Brothers lot that just isn't used anymore because they have a weird infestation of giant hissing cockroaches.
Well, how do you think they made Joe's apartment? They had the leftovers. Oh,
it's like they open up a prop room and it's just wall-to-wall cockroaches.
Speaking
like,
of O'Connell, whatever, that guy from Piranha 3DD, he's Joe's apartment. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I really enjoyed Joe's Apartment. It was the first MTV movie, I believe.
Yep, and it was.
Yeah, that, speaking of, I don't know if that's really animal attack movie so much as like roaches can be pretty fucking cool guys movie.
They attack the bad guys towards the end.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Okay, so, that counts. That totally
still
counts.
Still count, totally. Yeah.
But this is not strict guidelines. One of my favorites growing up is I got really into old, like, Red Scare era nuclear giant animals, creatures and stuff, movies, and Them, the giant radioactive ant movie, was so fucking fun. And watching it as an adult, I think I enjoy it even more because there's scenes where there's the flying ants and it's straight up just like an ant like model with like buzzing noise, and you see it just going across like a painted screen that's supposed to look like sky, and it's like so fucking cheesy. I love it. I love it so much. And it's just, it's so much fun. It's really kind of the, I'd say the model of what you expect from those 50s sci-fi giant animal movies, like Giant Gila Monster and stuff like that. It's just, it's, you know, there's the scientist guy that warned everybody and the girl that like goes along for the adventure that he has to save the whole fucking time because, you know, women just trip and fall all the time and get in the way and have to be saved. And yeah.
What else were women going to do?
Just stand there and look pretty, I guess. I don't mean any of that. Let me.
Let's redact this real quick.
Amanda, what do you got for a favorite?
I think really one of the ones that I always really liked was The Birds. Like, I went super classic. Like, going back to the idea, like, I think a big thing with these movies is it's actual animals that you encounter a lot of times that have just shit has hit the fan with them. So I think for The Birds, it was one of those things that was like, oh, that could, I mean, it wouldn't, but that could totally happen. Like, these are animals you see all the time. Like, and I just remember watching that as a kid when I was getting into like older films and like really starting to appreciate like where actual cinematography came from and where it started and how they did everything. And to have that be an entire movie just based on this average everyday shits on your car animal. it was a pretty cool thing.
I absolutely agree with you that sometimes them not being, you know, cybernetic or giant or mutated or something genetically modified, just straight up a normal animal that's in like Cujo, where it's just a rabid dog.
Yes.
Or The Ghost in the Darkness. I fucking love that movie with Val Kilmer and Michael Douglas about the man-eater lions in the African plains as they're building a railroad in like the 1920s or 1900s or 1900s something. It, because there's more realism to it. You know, you feel like this is something that could actually happen.
And there's another one. Does anybody remember the George A. Romero directed Tales from the Dark Side movie?
Oh yeah.
Where one of the stories was the cat, and they went off the old wives' tale of cats like to steal your breath.
Right.
And then like no one believed, you know, and this black cat did that. And then like the last scene, they find the woman, she's dead, and then the cat crawls out of her, rips her mouth open.
That's
and it
right.
Crawls out of her fucking mouth.
God, right. I had forgotten about that.
Yeah. I had forgotten about that.
But it's just like a normal house cat. It's cute as shit, right? It's purring. It's pet. You know, sitting on your lap, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh.
I'm going to call myself out. I didn't remember that until you talked about the crawling out of his mouth, and I was about to, like, correct the fuck out of you. Like, that's cat's eye, motherfucker.
No, it's just what I said.
It was a troll in the wall. You know, but no, I'm... Fuck me. Yeah. You are correct, yes.
I know I am. It's
cool. Yeah.
You're a Romero. You're like... Romero's your boy. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I should... It's been a while since I've seen
I don't give
from
a
the
shit.
Dark Side. I just recently watched I believe it's a Hungarian movie called White God that was...
That's America, though.
Do what?
What? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Come on, you set it up. I'm
not even going to get into that.
I knocked it down.
And that's Cheeto colored God, I think that's what you're. Different movie. Way more depressing.
Oh, yeah.
That's a drama.
Yeah, lots of drama. Kind of not believable, though. That's the thing. I think they kind of jumped the shark on that one.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
White God's about this kid who her dog gets taken from her because the dog can't stay in the apartment building, and they abandon this dog in like an abandoned city. Basically, dog teams up with a bunch of other strays, and they come back for revenge, basically. And it's really slow paced, like almost to a degree where I have a little bit of trouble with it, at least at first, but it's pretty solid.
Yeah, so it's kind of like The Pack, so where you have all those abandoned, mistreated, abused animals, mm-hmm. so similar to The Pack, kind of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen this one, so it's kind of like The Pack.
Yeah, White God only came out a few years ago, I think.
Right, and, but I mean, like, similar idea, abandoned animals that just kind of have had it with people's shit.
Basically.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like, listen, you motherfuckers, we're in charge now. But yeah, that's also the thing where it feels like, I mean, a roving pack of strays, they could fuck some shit up. I'm that is believable to a degree, you know?
Right.
So
I did that in Suburbia.
Suburbia, yeah, where they killed a kid.
Yeah.
Little bebe.
Well, the dog just, like, made it a rag doll.
Yeah.
That was the part of the movie where you're just like, oh, this is what I'm in for. Okay. Like it ends with a kid being murdered and dies with, it starts with a kid being murdered and ends with a kid being killed. It's like, what the fuck? Yeah, I just rewatched that recently. That's why it's so fresh. It's like, God, I forgot how
brought to you
up this
by
movie.
The director of Wayne's World.
Oh, shit. I forgot that.
An infant child being ripped limb from limb.
Like, they're not nice about it. It's very graphic.
God damn it. With the pack of dogs and stuff, that brings up the idea of swarms as well. That's another common trope used in these films, is that one animal may not fuck your shit up, but a bunch. Speaking of roaches, there's The Nest, I think 70s or maybe early 80s horror movie, which killer cockroaches.
What this kind of is more of a transformation, but a bug thing. What's that movie, The Relic, where they all turn into these giant fucking cockroaches? Is that what that's called? Like they live in the subway?
Mimic.
Yeah, that's it. Ugh. Like human-sized fucking cockroaches. It was disgusting.
If I remember correctly,
I don't know if I'm on the right track with that.
No, they were genetically modified roaches that were used to kill an infestation of something in the sewers that were causing disease and like people dying and shit. But because it was genetically modified to mimic the things it was going after or whatever, it basically started mimicking people. And it was people-sized cockroach monster thing. A bunch of them that were...
Stop.
Yep. Yeah. Stop. One of my favorite swarm movies. Have you guys ever seen Slugs?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Yes.
I love that movie so fucking hard. It's so bad and it's gross. Oh god. I remember there's a scene where a slug gets into a thing of lettuce that's sitting in a sink. And she chops it up to eat salad, and she's like eating the slug salad.
Protein.
Yeah.
I just like that they had little teeth.
Yeah.
The most adorable killer slugs ever.
I got to go with for that. It's only one scene in the movie, so the whole movie's not about it, but fucking the remake of Wicker Man and the bees. That shit is awesome.
I didn't even think about that.
But Nicholas Cage,
animal attacks. Not the bees.
Not the bees.
Not the bees.
Like, fucking great. Sorry. I had to go with that. That's fucking hilarious.
Why is that not my ringtone? I feel like.
No. Dude, I don't know, man. Maybe I should fix that.
Yeah, I think I do. I think I'll send you the link because I'm sure you wouldn't mind having that as an option either. Yeah. Another one that I loved. Have you ever seen the movie Skeeter?
No,
I haven't seen that one.
I haven't seen that.
If I remember correctly, there's radioactive waste, like there always is.
Yeah, of course.
That gets thrown in like an old abandoned mine, and it causes the mosquitoes to mutate into giant mosquitoes. And so people start showing up dead and their body drained of blood with a giant, giant mosquito bite on their backs.
Ugh.
And they are trying to figure out what did this. And then you see these really bad modeled giant mosquitoes the size of like your head that are flying around killing people. It's fucking wonderful.
Is that like a sci-fi movie? Like literally a sci-fi channel movie?
I don't know.
I might have seen that. I'm asking because I feel like I've seen that.
I don't know. I'm not sure if it's actually a sci-fi movie or not, but
okay. It sounds like it could be.
Yeah, exactly.
That reminds me of Ticks.
I was about to. Yeah.
Yes. Ticks.
Isn't Seth Green in that? Somebody's in that one.
I saw it when I was a teenager, and I just remember something about marijuana and giant ticks eating people, and that's about it.
Holy shit.
That should be required in every movie. Giant ticks eating people and marijuana references. Just to...
I agree. I see no problem with that.
Shawshank Redemption 2, that's just weirdly all about giant ticks and pot smoking.
Well, that's how they got to jail, isn't it?
Yeah, right. They were smuggling weed and giant ticks across the border. I think that's how the plot goes.
Oh, my God.
I might be thinking of a different movie. I don't know.
I'm trying to think of any other, like, swarm movies.
Did you ever see that one, like, Kingdom of Spiders from, like, 77? Mm-hmm. So that was one, like, it was, like, a whole, there was a town, and there was a swarm of, like, giant tarantulas that were just kind of overrunning this town, and the veterinarian was actually supposed to be like the hero of the movie. So he was like trying to basically spot, like, kill this onslaught of spiders the whole entire time, but it was like a swarm of spiders as opposed to like one or two really big ones, which we'll probably get into later. But yeah, it was like Kingdom of Spiders or something like that, or King, like town, I don't know, something
I think,
like that.
I think Hobbit needs to watch that ASAP. Yeah. I think it needs to be on your next movie watch.
I found the only spider movies that I can really like handle when watching are when they're gigantic spiders, because at that point it still kind of creeps me out, but they're more monsters than they are actual spiders. Right. And the two, of course, is Eight-Legged Freaks.
Yeah, I was about to bring that up. Yeah.
I mean, clearly. And then if you haven't seen it, I thoroughly suggest it. It's got the psychic cop from Heroes as the main dude, Greg Grunberg, I think is the name of the actor. Hmm. And it's called Big Ass Spider.
Yes! Yes!
It's a fun movie.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, Storm Largest cover of Where Is My Mind in the
it's
opening
a great
credits.
Cover.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's so good. She does a wonderful job.
That just kind of set me up to like, okay, this is going to be actually way more fun than I expected it to be. When there's this great Pixies cover in like slow motion, like attack scene of these giant spiders on a building. And I went, yep, okay, in. 100% in.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, it's solid flick.
You probably wouldn't like Kingdom of Spiders because that one's like just killer tarantulas everywhere.
Yep, nope,
just all
that.
Over the place. Just
fuck that.
Thousands
nope.
of them. like it would be like good. Your worst nightmare.
You go ahead. You go ahead and see that movie without me. Don't worry about waiting for me to see it.
I was going to bring up Rats Night of Terror.
Ooh, yeah.
And, a little,
and speaking of rats, you've got Willard and Ben.
I was also just thinking, yeah. I do like Willard.
Yeah. I don't know which one I like more. I feel like Willard, because Crispin Glover...
Well, that's the remake.
Yeah, but he,
the
remake, yeah.
And that's the only one I've seen. I haven't seen the original one.
Yeah, I'm
Ben is probably more terrifying.
That's a pretty fucked up movie.
Yeah, it is, dude. It's pretty, really fucked up.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
But I mean, I did like Willard. And I think I liked Willard just because it was that whole concept of just using these animals to his ends. And Crispin Glover did such like a great job of being just that creepy without really having to say or do much.
It's just him.
Just tear it. I'm like, okay.
Another swarm movie that I made it the cover photo on our group message about this episode is the Australian zombie sheep movie.
Yes.
Black Sheep.
Yeah. So goddamn awesome.
Black Sheep.
It's so awesome.
It's fucking amazing. It's...
God. If you guys haven't watched this, you need to just do yourself a favor and get some popcorn and some fucking alcohol and just sit in and have fun.
It is
so good.
Fucking ridiculous.
It is really fun. It's the most ridiculous thing ever, but it's super fun. Like, yeah. That was in the bets with my dad that I had. I'll have to tell you guys about that later.
Hell yeah.
That actually is a good lead into Zombievers. Talk about a swarm.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh,
wow.
Talk about another movie the director knew exactly what the film was.
So, like, they come across these zombie beavers, basically, is pretty much the premise of it.
Yep.
Essentially.
I don't think you really need to explain any further.
Exactly.
Like, and there's women swimming in a lake. That's okay. Done. There's the entire movie I've just explained to you.
The beavers look so goddamn ridiculous.
Oh, they're so fucking horrible.
They do.
Well, that reminds me of, I think I made mention of this movie before on one of the podcasts that a lot of people aren't familiar with this film. It's an Irish film called In Isolation. And it's about this genetic program they're doing with sheep to try to, I don't know, give them wings. I don't remember. They're it's cloning something, or I don't know. They're doing some weird science shit to sheep. And then, this is the opposite of over-explaining zombievers. I'm under-explaining isolation.
Quiet, gals. The shepherd's coming.
So it's, yeah. So most of the movie is really kind of like creepy and atmospheric, and there's a buildup, and then it hits the peak where there's like the real villain of the movie, a fetus of a sheep that's going around, like zombie sheep fetus that's going and kill, trying to kill people. And it's this fucking puppet that is just the most ridiculous shit ever. And it immediately, and everybody's still playing it super straight the entire time. And I'm like, this is suddenly like one of my favorite movies ever. This is so fucking dumb. I love it.
And there's no real category for this particular movie, but it would definitely fall under Swarm's fucking Critters.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's no alien form, but it's definitely this weird animalistic life form.
Well, it's in the same kind of, like, the same format of an animal attack movie.
Yeah. But
they roll into a giant ball and just eat the shit out of you when they roll over you. It's great. Right. I love it.
you just described my sex life. Is that not how you? That's not how.
That's not how you sex.
All right,
you've been doing this wrong.
That actually explains a lot.
Yeah,
that explains some weird conversations I've had. So I'll take that as a note. Moving forward, another Swarm movie, and I've watched it maybe twice. This movie, because it once you see it a couple times, like, it's you're good, but it was really fun, is Snakes on a Fucking Plane.
Yes!
One of the first movies that actually got a huge hit of interest because of a fabled line that would be in this movie that they actually added into the movie because all of the excitement from the internet about motherfucking snakes on a motherfucking plane. Yeah. And only person that could deliver that line is one Sam Jackson.
Right.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
It's the plot is fucking terrible. Like, the plot is so fucking dumb.
Well, and that's with a lot of these movies. They're really kind of ridiculously stupid, but they're just fun. Like, that's what makes them so great, is that the plot can be horrible. It's like watching a really bad porno. You don't care if the plot sucks. Like, you just want to have fun.
That's an excellent analogy.
I mean, but it's true. Like, that's the thing. Like, a lot of times these movies are just awful, but you still kind of love them anyway.
Yeah.
Did you know that in 2006 there was another one called Snakes on a Train?
No, that... Oh, okay. Let me...
go into that one.
Snakes on a Train was made by a company called The Asylum. The Asylum is known for making knockoff versions of movies. They are also known for their hit Transmorphers. Snakes on a Train. They did I Am Omega when I Am Legend came out, which is a mixture of I Am Legend and Omega Man that are based on the same book, I Am Legend. That's what they do. And Snakes on a Train, I didn't even fucking bother with, because these movies are just total trash. And the reason I fucking hate Asylum Video is not because I think they're dumb so much, is the number of times people demanded a refund when I worked at fucking Blockbuster because they picked up Snakes on a Train instead of Snakes on a goddamn plane. And I was like, I'm sorry, you rented this movie. Like, I didn't like switch it out on accident. I didn't put the wrong disc in. Like, this is the one that you got. Well, I wanted the other one. You rented this 2 days ago. Like, I can't. If you came right back in, I'd probably be fine with switching it. But and it just it led into so many goddamn arguments because people just didn't know how to read. Apparently
yeah, it's a girl. You're
this isn't
your
Snakes
boot.
On a Plane. There is a train on the cover. Like,
this, you don't even need to be. You have to be able to read. Just look at the picture.
I don't know if you knew this, but train cars don't have wings. Like, they go on tracks. This whole thing, it makes them different. Yeah, Asylum. They're just trash knockoff movies, and they have a nearly no budget.
I had no idea
that
was a thing. I'm like, okay, Snakes on a Train. Word.
Huh. Oh, another one. We do need to talk about the number of, I was talking with Steve-O about this before we started, the number of goddamn shark movies that are out there.
Oh, my God.
Sharknado? I mean, it's like the number of, how about the number of Sharknado movies? That's really, yeah.
Well, that's part of the reason we're doing this, is the last Sharknado movie, as far as they have said, Sharknado 6, It's About Time, is the full title. You can appreciate self-awareness. That comes out on, I believe, the 19th. It should be next weekend from when we're recording. Mm. So it should be coming out, you know, just a few days after this episode releases. There's also The Meg that just came out, and that's another goddamn fucking shark movie. Jesus.
Yep.
Then there's like Sand Sharks in the Desert. There's snow sharks. Guess where they are? Guess where they are. Like, there's like, they're just like, fuck it. Like, sharks don't have to be in the water anymore. They're just they're wherever. It'd be like a flying shark. Oh, wait, a Sharknado. Okay. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. They did that
Moon
too.
Sharks. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
Sharktopus.
Sharktopus.
Oh, God.
Those are fun.
Go, oh, God.
That was, I think, the big movie before Sharknado for Sci-Fi Network was Sharktopus.
Oh, and the CG. God, the CG's so
bad. Oh, the CG's fucking terrible.
Terrible.
Oh. But that tends to be the case with a lot of these movies. Isn't
no,
it?
Exactly. It did.
It's kind of what makes it. What it is how bad it is, because they know right. It's awful.
Well, they know it's terrible. Yeah,
they know they're churning out a turd, and that people are going to watch it just
because
it's a turd, and they know they're watching a turd.
Well, most people want to make fun of them. I mean, yeah, it's the fun of it. Yeah,
yeah. And then the more they do the sequels, the more like they get decent actors throughout the sequels that like just like feed into it. They just like, you know what I mean? They just get more and more into just the cheese factor. Like, so actually, like for me, like the sequels are probably more enjoyable than like the first one.
Right.
Like first one was more like a, oh, this is fucking brilliant. Then it's like, oh, I see what you're doing. I like it. I like it a lot. Keep going with it. Don't Which, stop.
Was it the fourth Sharknado where they like were in space? Was it like
all the fours are in space. They followed the fucking 80s thing, man. Like Leprechaun 4, Critters 4. Well, Jason waited till 10, but
it took Jason a while.
And like Hellraiser waited till like 7 or something before they went into space. Yeah.
That was my thing with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I told you, is that when the season started and they were in space, I'm like, yep, they're done. They're
I'm
done.
Telling you need to fucking watch this. It's the best season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., you dumbass.
I will give it a shot.
Yeah, you fucking better.
Space S.H.I.E.L.D.
Space Shield.
It's like Space Force.
That's why we have Space Force to fight the space tornado sharks. I mean, duh. Clearly.
Oh my God. Leprechaun's up there, damn it.
There's a dude wielding a machete killing everybody. Fuck.
Fine, have me, Pot of Gold. Just get the sharks away from me.
And then we died.
So more on the Earth-based sharks. There was a movie that came out in 2011 that was so wonderfully terrible called Shark Night. Do you remember this movie?
Mm-mm.
The description is, a weekend at a lake house in the Louisiana Gulf turns into a nightmare for 7 vacationers as they are subject to shark attacks.
In a fucking lake?
Where someone was releasing the sharks in the lake for like a...
Yeah, it was like an evil sheriff or something. And they had like all these different types of sharks that were just like murdering. So it was like a Cabin in the Woods movie mixed with a fucking shark attack movie. And I'm like,
so wait, fucking happy. Would sharks survive in freshwater?
Nope.
No.
Okay.
No, they would not.
That's what I thought, but.
Could you imagine how anticlimactic that movie would be if it was realistic about
just blow
it
belly up.
He's like, and here's the 30-foot great white shark.
Slides it in there, and then he's just like. I did not think this plan through. This is kind of a problem.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure that on the same page with that.
I have spent $2.2 million on sharks and just murdered all of them. Because I don't know basic biology. When it comes...
Well, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
You
know. Oh, that would actually be kind of beautiful. Just this movie, like, the end. Oh, okay.
Just killed all the sharks.
We need a Geeks Under the Influence, like, movie company where we do, like, 5-minute movies. Or just... It's this like,
make
oh, this
realistic.
Is realistic as hell. Yeah, I think needs to happen. Shark Night. Yeah, I thoroughly suggest checking it out. It's like Rampage that I recently saw.
Oh, God, it's so fun.
It's big, dumb fun. Oh, Swamp Shark. That's an
Swamp Shark.
Yeah. Damn. They're like, we've done snow.
First there was snow sharks. Then there was sand sharks. Are you ready? The summer Swamp Shark.
they can't stop. They cannot stop making these fucking shark movies. I'm looking at like the top 50 best, and like 30 of them are shark movies. They're just churning them the fuck out. Oh, Piranha Part 2, The Spawning. That was good. The sequel was good, too.
Yeah.
That was directed by... I'm having like a complete brain
James
fart.
Cameron. James Cameron.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, James
That's
Cameron.
Like the blight of his career.
I know. I was like, why would... No, he didn't do anything.
Well, did I want to say Avatar would be...
No, but, I would watch Avatar over fucking Titanic, dude.
I would, too.
Fuck that movie.
Yeah, I'm
sorry. Also, movie is fucking pointless.
You can't really take the highest grossing movie of all time and say that that's your blight on your directing record. There,
from a creative standpoint, it is.
No, Titanic. I'm talking Avatar.
Oh, yeah.
Even
yeah.
I mean, Titanic made a whole lot of money, but still.
Oh, that was the number one for a long time.
Oh, it was
time.
A really long time.
My aunt, who doesn't go to movies more than once for anything, saw that shit 3 times in theaters.
But
like,
see, then I
fucking
think,
ridiculous.
I think James Cameron, everybody knows where my brain goes. I'm like, aliens.
Yeah. Aliens.
For me, it's Aliens and Terminator
aliens
2
and
all
Terminator
day,
2.
Baby. All day. All fucking day.
And then we had Titanic.
God.
We're going to take a quick break here so we can go over some of the stuff happening in the Richmond area with Geeks Under the Influence, and then we're coming back, talk about our sponsors a minute, then talk about what we're drinking, and maybe a drunken scene or two. So stick around.
Yay!
Woo!
Beautiful Disasters is at it again with another B-movie night at Strange Ways Brewing Company. August 16th from 6:30 to 9, come out for our August theme, which is Vigilante Odd Couple. Schlockometo checklist includes Road Trip, It Is a Tumor, Manners or Death, and I Want to Be Your Homicidal Father Figure. This event is free and 21 up. So come out, get your drink on, and enjoy another fantastic schlocky movie night from Beautiful Disasters and Geeks Under the Influence.
This is Mike the Hobbit, direct from Fallout on a trivia night, telling you to come here every first and third Monday for trivia between 8 and 10, 25-cent wings, drink specials, prizes, and tons of really inappropriate trivia. It's a lot of fun. Do you guys agree? Definitely come out and enjoy trivia every first and third Monday at Fallout.
Everybody's talking about the Space Force. It's in the news everywhere. Well, we decided in honor of America's future in the Space Force, we are rocking another geekified movie night at Fallout. August 19th, we are doing Starship Troopers. That's right. That cult classic is coming to Fallout with our own special brand of interactive fun to go along with it. If you haven't come to a geekified movie night before, trust me, you do not want to miss this. We give it kind of the Rocky Horror treatment with all sorts of contests and trivia and reenactments, stage readings, and plenty more. So come out August 19th for Starship Troopers Geekified. Find more information at GUIpodcast.com.
We're back for the second half of Geeks Under the Influence, all things animal attack movies. We have discussed big giant monster animals. We've talked about mutated animals and insects. We've talked about just like animals that have had a fucking enough of humankind and want to do something about it. And before we continue on with that, we're going to talk about our sponsors a little bit. For the regular listeners of GUI, you know that our longest running sponsor on this podcast has been one, Amazon.com. And for good reason. You probably already shop Amazon.com. It's got all your cool shit. Most of the movies that we're talking about tonight, you can find at Amazon.com. So if you want to get your own copy of Slugs or Skeeter or Ghosts in the Darkness, you just go to Amazon.com through our link on the homepage, top right corner of GUIpodcast.com. When you go through that link, we get credit for everything that you purchase. So we get a percentage of what you spend on Amazon. It doesn't cost you any more money, and it helps out this podcast. We can afford our alcoholism. We can afford to buy the movies ourselves that we're talking about. And, you know, a few bucks here and there couldn't hurt us, you know. We appreciate you guys taking the time to listen to us in the first place. So if you could just do a little bit more and shop through the link at GUIpodcast.com, we would appreciate it. Our next sponsor is Loot Crate, one of the longest running subscription crates on the internet. Loot Crate is a different theme every month. It's a subscription box up to 40 bucks or more worth of stuff for about 20 bucks a month. Just go through the link on our links page, gypodcast.com, so we get credit, and use Save 3, S-A-V-E, the number 3, when checking out in order to save a few bucks on your first crate. And that's about it. That's all our sponsors. Now on to what we're drinking. Cue the music.
Hey, we're fucking drinking.
Hey.
We're getting drunk. You want to know? Well, here you go. Hey.
Yeah, that's fucking
hey.
Kyle. fucking Kyle.
Yeah.
Telling us what we're drinking. I will load another version of that on very soon.
Jesus, guys, I just remember when that was recorded. It's like, God damn it.
It's still, I'm so glad that it's become this thing.
So
what we're drinking, we have a few drinks in the house. Manda, you brought something tasty, right?
Yeah. So I actually brought a Great Lakes Brewery beer. I went up to visit family up in Ontario, New York, a week ago. And I brought back the Edmund Fitzgerald Porter.
Okay.
So it's a bitter porter. It's not super sweet. It's not super heavy. It's got a good flavor to it. And Great Lakes Brewing is great. And I only really get it when I'm up there. So I can order it from places, but I usually just pick it up when I'm visiting family.
Yeah,
so
sure.
Came back with it and love it. Actually, my fiance asked me to bring it and I stole it from him. So, and now it's mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a sip of that before we got started, and it's a tasty beverage. Mm-hmm. That, what's the ABV on that? Do you know?
This one is 6%.
Okay, so it's not going to kick your ass too much. Not a dick kicker.
But, no. Yeah. Well, you know, I don't, yeah.
You don't have a dick to kick.
To kick, yeah. But no, it's not going to do that. But it's still pretty nice feel. You don't really need too many of them. But,
yeah, fair.
Yeah.
Well, it's a heartier beer, so you're not going to be able to really pound those either.
Right.
Or you could wake up like, I feel like I ate so many sandwiches.
It's because you drank them.
Yeah. Drank all the sandwiches.
Steve, you've been hitting on the PBR.
Right? Some splendid Pabst Blue Ribbon. Yes,
yes. Yes. People's Beer of Richmond. Yep. A standard on here for sure.
Absolutely.
What are you drinking on there, Lowdown?
Well, I brought a little mix mash of the White Claw Hard Seltzer. A little flavor variety there. They're little 5% bangers. They're tasty. Yeah. Not a lot going on nutrition-wise, but they get you drunk. They're 5%ers.
It'll get you drunk.
And what I'm drinking now is leftover from last fall because I'm starting to kick off my Oktoberfest season because, you know.
It's getting close.
Mm-hmm. Hey, dude, Sam Adams Oktoberfest is already fucking out, bro. All right?
Is it?
Fuck yeah, it is.
Oh, fuck. Ooh. Okay.
It is.
Yeah. I'm excited. See, everyone got a boner on that one. Yep. See, did you hear that? Yeah. Yeah. I know you did, Manda. It's cool.
Totally. Lady boners all the way.
Lady boners.
Yeah. At attention. Is the Ehinger Oktoberfest, and it's a Marzen. I mean, it's an import. It's an authentic Bavarian festival lager, and it's a goddamn delicious Oktoberfest. Coming in at 5.8. If you see it anywhere, fucking pick it up. It's delicious. It's what an Oktoberfest should taste like.
This one of my favorite seasonal beers are the Oktoberfest when they come out. They're so goddamn tasty.
They really are.
And there's so many. And there's so many good ones that you're just like, I'm going to just drink all the beer.
Yeah. Right, and there's so many. There's always new ones, so you can try all these different ones. And you find something great every year.
That's true. It is very true. I'm excited. This is my favorite time of year for beer. I mean, I love porters and stouts, so I love like cold weather beers, but the variety in the fall is just fucking unbeatable.
It really is.
Can't really... you know, go wrong.
Yeah. I am drinking on a beer that isn't fancy by any means, but there is good reason for it. I am drinking Heineken. I don't think I have to really explain what that tastes like. Anybody that's had beer as a teenager has probably tried Heineken. That's who I assume drinks it mostly. But aside from teenagers also, it was the preferred cheap domestic beer by one Rob Olson, who's a friend to many of the people on GUI. Who unfortunately passed this week, and we're in the process of getting arrangements set up, and there's a lot of people here at GY that are having kind of a hard time with his passing, and we are setting up a GoFundMe with the blessing of the family, and so we'll get that information out on our page when it's available. So this episode and this beer is I want to toast to Rob.
Absolutely.
And Michelle and the kids. Cheers. We love you, buddy, and you were a fucking psycho and we loved you for it.
Such a weirdo. Man.
He was obsessed with the idea of Sean William Scott Stifler from American Pie playing Adam Warlock in the Avengers movies and Guardians of the Galaxy.
I will never understand that. I will never understand it. He will argue red to red in the face why it's a good idea. I still don't understand why it's a good idea. I still don't understand why it's a good idea. I don't. None of the arguments made sense.
He would shit on Marvel movies and then talk about, well, no, no, the DC movies aren't as bad as everybody says. I'm like, no, they are, though.
They're very bad.
Yeah.
Very bad.
They're, yeah, Martha. You know, that's fine. That's fine. No one cares. It's cool.
Woo!
You know, whole Aquaman thing, you know.
Woohoo! Yeah, because, you know, I call my mom by her first name all the time. That's a thing I do.
Where'd you hear that name?
I mean, the only time that a kid calls their parent by their first name on a regular basis is if they have like a weird, strange relationship with them. Where it's like, hey, Steve, would it hurt you to call me daddy once? Like, yes, Steve, it would.
Yeah. Where were you when I, 20 years ago when I could have called you dad?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Damn
it. So I don't call you dad because you never acted like one.
Ooh, burn. Yeah, no.
So zing. If like Superman had some weird issue with his mom or... Or Batman, where I guess both of them had issues with
Well, Superman had issues with his like real mom, but like, you know, his Earth mom, Martha, he never Earth had mom. Issues with. Batman, on the other hand, had issues with him because she was dead.
Yes. Well, when you're...
when you're sure about that?
When your mom's married to Russell Crowe, she has enough issues that she's dealing with, like thrown telephones, like all sorts of stuff. So, yeah, I could see her being a little distracted.
Yeah, but Batman's mom was married to a little Jeffrey Dean Morgan, and
if I was a woman, I'd be all over that. Going on.
I'd be all over some Jeffrey Dean Morgan. I mean, he's a sexy old man. Just saying. Just saying.
All right, put it away. Put it away.
Hey, hey! Don't tell me what to do.
You live your best life.
Thank you. See, get some support over.
Don't
here,
make
finally.
Me start singing. Thank you for being a friend over here.
I'm just gonna start singing "Swing Low."
Your nickname instead of Lowdown Brown is going to be Swing Low Brown. Let's see how many fucking that's fucking racist tweets we can get for this podcast.
God damn it.
Yeah, again, right. I'm not going to do that. Like, let's again going to be clear. Okay. That's not a thing that's going
to. Are you sure? Because it was a good idea. It was a great idea.
No, I'd probably have a target on my back for this podcast in the first place. That's not even a target. That's a laser sighting.
That's a sniper. No, that's a 1,000-yard stare on your ass.
No. We're not doing. Nope. Okay. All right.
Boo.
Yeah, so
moving right along.
So that's what we're drinking. The dedicated to our buddy Rob, and not sponsored by Heineken. new. So the next one, of course, is Making a Drunken Scene.
Yeah.
Let me find the music here. Here we go.
Making a Drunken Scene.
Woo! So fancy, even though we are not.
That's why you wear them the whole time.
All right, we got two movies that we're going to be doing on Making a Drunken Scene. The first one is 1995. I love it. I love this movie. It's bad. It's not nearly as good as the book. The book is fucking fantastic. This is cheesy as shit, and I love it. Congo
it from is 1995. Really bad.
That I had to be reminded that Bruce Campbell was in this movie very briefly.
Yeah.
At the very beginning, as the boyfriend that they got. Fucking murdered.
Not just murdered. Fucking murdered.
You gotta extend the R on that. He got murdered. Like he just
if you extend the second R, it sounds fancier. Like murder.
That's that fancy French murder type. Like, we don't play that in the good old US of A. Congo, unfortunately, I did not find a suitable scene with enough scenes with for somebody to be able to do that terrible fucking accent. What's his fuck that I have met? Frankenfurter.
Tim Curry?
Tim Curry, yes. Tim Curry with that, oh man, it's bad. It's so bad. I love it so fucking much. It's almost as bad as Gary Oldman on the Air Force One, his Russian accent that he did.
Jeez.
Oh. Yes. Yes.
Oh. So we've got Monroe. Who's playing Monroe?
That'd be me.
Okay. And Karen Ross. That's Steve-O, right?
Yep, I'm on it.
Okay.
When did you say my name?
Oh,
Swing Low is doing Monroe.
Swing, okay. No, we're not. not be a thing. You're not taking it back. No, like this is not.
Oh, this is totally going to be a thing.
No, it's not. No, nope. I will fight. I will fight you on that. No, 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 no.
It's so much fun.
And also, Dr. Right. Peter Elliott is going to be played by Amanda Nostromo.
That's me.
Yes. And no narration for me to do, so get whenever you guys want to start. Starts with Monroe.
That region of Congo is uninhabited.
But something inhabits it.
Stop! Stop!
And this is why we used to have the 2-hour episode of GUI. It's just us fucking with each other the entire time.
Damn it. What exactly did you see on that tape?
Is that groundskeeper Willie? What is that? Jesus Christ. Did he have a career change?
Oh no, I just picked something.
It's all my choice.
That's a big fucking gorilla.
A camp destroyed? People dead? A gray gorilla.
There's no such thing as a gray gorilla.
Okay, all right.
Well, I saw one.
It's hard to believe at this late date.
Why are you going in there?
We got Groundskeeper Willie and Colonel Sanders, and I have no fucking idea what Steve-O's doing over there.
I was thinking more Jim Crow. I had like a picture of Jim Crow when I was talking.
Oh, Jesus. I'm so glad you're black, because if you were just like one of my white friends making these jokes, like, it'd be so much worse.
Yes, everybody who has not listened to the podcast before, I am totally like part black. So there you go.
Where it counts.
Seriously. Swing low.
Oh, God damn it.
All right.
Two men are unaccounted for. Geoffrey Weems and Charles Travis, my fiancé. My former fiancé.
Your former?
Well, we better go get them then.
Okay. I like how they really like pushed former fiance, where it's like, did she just like dump him out when she said that? Like my former fiance, bloop, just popped a titty out. Wink.
Oh. No, it was more like a sploosh. Like the ground got really wet.
All right, so the next scene is just a one line. It's so I get a chance to do my thing as well. Snakes on a Plane from 2006. It is the classic scene.
I'll narrate.
With narration, and I will be doing this in the style of one John Malkovich. So, enough is enough.
The terrified passengers on the plane turn to Neville.
I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
I'm okay. Proud of you.
That was right. Good Malkovich. That was a good Malkovich. I gotta give it to you.
To over enunciate every single syllable in every word.
Can I say that was one of the most brilliant parts about being John Malkovich was the fact, like, just like, I don't know. Oh God, that movie still gets shit about being a bad movie. I'm like, no, it's hilarious.
It is a great movie.
Where's your funny bone at, bro?
Yeah, it's a great movie. I don't hang out with those negative fucking people.
I don't need that kind of shit in my life. Damn it.
The thing about being John Malkovich, get out. Just get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out. It's hilarious. It's funny.
You probably hate Adaptation too. Get the fuck out of my house.
God damn it, that movie was awesome.
Yep. It was awesome.
All right, so that is I'm making a drunken scene. Back to
that was painful.
The business.
That was beautiful. That was fucking beautiful.
Beautifully painful.
Yeah. All right, there we go. All right, meeting in the middle, people.
I want to kind of touch a little bit more on Lowdown, and then after that, I want to
touch on Lowdown.
Yes.
Hey, a little reversal there. Hey, yeah. I get the hand job.
No, what? On power big exchange, animals, you know, big monster animals, the ones that got mutated. Them is one that I mentioned earlier that I'm mutated. A big fan of.
We're going mutated.
Mutated, or just like one that we haven't touched on at all is fucking King Kong. I mean,
oh yeah,
yeah.
That's big. That's
yeah, that's
biggin.
I mean, that biggins. That's what I want to talk about. Like mutated to.
What are you trying to say? What the fuck are you trying to say, man?
That King Kong is a big gorilla. I don't know why you're looking at me that way.
Are you
way.
Trying to call me a biggin, or are you trying to call me a fucking gorilla? Which one are you trying? What are you doing, man?
Remember, you know, like it's not all about you, Hobbit. And I was, it's not all about you, Lowdown. Like
you specifically said. With Lowdown, so I'm just saying.
And
just
then talk about.
I'm just bringing it up, man. All right, you know, all right. I'm just saying, man.
Oh my God, you are trying to bait me so fucking hard.
Yeah,
it's
guys, I'm just I'm completely fucking with Hobbit. Yes, it's great. It's brilliant.
It's
I love it.
Making me feel really nervous.
No, but the one thing I have to bring up, if we can like touch on mutated, for me, is fucking Man's Best Friend. I fucking love that movie.
Absolutely.
It freaked me out for two main reasons, two scenes. When he fucking climbs up the goddamn tree and swallows a cat whole, freaked me out.
Yes. I forgot about that scene.
Right?
Yes.
And then him pissing acid on the fucking mailman.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ugh. Like,
I completely forgot about that movie.
I just love that movie.
I just thought that Rottweiler pissed acid. I don't know.
That's totally what happens. Yeah, he's totally pissed acid.
Well, and the whole premise of that movie, didn't she like get him from like a science lab or something? They were doing experiments.
It's mutated, genetically
and that was,
mutated.
Who was the doctor in that?
Oh,
No, it was Lance Henriksen.
Yes, it was.
It was Lance Henriksen.
Good call. Yes, it was. Yeah.
So she got him, and then I guess the dog just came home with her, and just started going crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, but that movie had so many like. Fucked up things you don't want to see an animal do to another animal, let alone a human. You're like, oh, God.
Right.
Yeah. And they definitely tried to just like one up like the whole dog thing, you know, Cujo, because again,
right.
Stephen King, you know.
Yeah.
He just kind of rules everything.
Yeah, Man's Best Friend was so goddamn good. Yeah, I forgot about that movie.
Yeah. So there you go with mutated.
Yeah, there we go. Biggins, though. Yeah, the big animals. King Kong, of course, is the king of all the big animal movies from the 1930s. I think it's the first King Kong movie.
Mm-hmm. It's because the first of me is the best.
No, that's true. But I mean, he still, I mean, held so strong that even Skull Island came out not that long ago. I will make mention of the giant lizard that everyone loves, Godzilla. But I don't
because he is the fucking king of the kaiju.
Oh, okay.
The Hydra.
I've been waiting for. I love Mothra so much.
Mothra.
I inexplicably love Mothra.
Mothra. Well, isn't Ghidorah the king though?
I mean,
it's in his title. It's in his name.
It is in his title. Okay, but God's in the other one. So there you go. What's better, king or God? God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But we're not going to touch on Godzilla.
I was like, I'm not touching that.
No, well, that should be just what the name of the episode is. It's like, nope.
Nope.
Not touching that.
Nope.
We have crossed some lines tonight.
Nope. Nope. Godzilla, we are going to be having not one, but probably a couple episodes about Godzilla when the new Godzilla movie comes out this coming year. And I'm very excited. The trailer looks so goddamn good.
I'm very excited.
Really.
Holy shit. When he comes out of the water and just fucking blasts in the sky,
and you see Mothra like unfold its wings.
And you see the Hydra and the fucking lightning flash. You're like, oh, God damn it. Mm. Yeah, I'm sorry. Like, 8-year-old me just fucking went crazy. Like, oh, yeah.
In fact, they're getting like fuck you Hollywood money to make a Godzilla movie, and it looks that good. I am so excited.
When you get fuck you Hollywood money to make a fucking Godzilla movie, you take that fucking money and run with it, dude. You just fucking triathlon that shit. You crush it. Because that never has there been money put into this shit, and this is beautiful. Like, I love it. You know, we grew up watching, like, a dude wrecking a toy model in a suit.
Yeah.
And I still watch it and love it, but, like, to see it with a budget? Come on. Like, yes!
My favorite Godzilla movie is the one where a giant Pee Wee Herman on a bike rolls into the scene and, like, fucks up Godzilla. Like, that's my favorite one. It's hard to find. It's out of print currently.
Out of print.
Another big monster movie that hasn't been mentioned at all is Deep Rising.
With
the giant tentacle, like, octopus kraken creature things.
It's kraken.
Yeah. Kraken, yeah. The kraken.
What about, was it Killer Praying Mantis? Wasn't that a thing?
I'm
Deadly Mantis?
Deadly Mantis. Oh, that's okay. Deadly Mantis. Yes, that's what I'm thinking of.
That's that was, I think, part of the whole, like, the run of the giant insect movies where, like, fuck it.
There
I don't know.
So many.
I was waiting for, like, giant roly-poly or potato bug.
Damn it.
Potato bug attacks. I mean, the fact Nidolupus is a thing that exists.
What?
Which is... It's giant fucking bunny rabbits.
Yep.
Like, that is a fucking movie that got made. And, like, somebody came into a movie studio. I was like, I got an idea. You know those fuzzy little rabbits that, like, kids love?
But did they have nasty big pointy teeth?
This was not a Bunnicula movie. This is something different.
I was thinking more like Monty Python. Oh, okay. Not follow me on that one.
Huge fucking teeth.
Well, there's a whole chain of, like, ridiculous, like, Barn of the Blood Llamas.
I am not familiar
with that. That is a thing. Barn of the...
I know you can't see my eyes right now, listeners, but they got real big. I need you to say more words now about this.
I haven't seen... I've only seen, like, clips of it online. I have not been able to track down. I forgot all about it until you mentioned Night of the Lupus, and I was like, holy crap, there's that movie I heard about when I was, like, a teenager. But yeah, there's a movie called Barn of the Blood Llamas.
Wow.
There's another one with chickens, I want to say. I can't remember the name of it. But yeah, there's a whole series of ridiculous killer radioactive animals.
Well, there's Poultrygeist.
That's and like, Thanksgiving.
That's like, yeah. Thanksgiving
is awful, but it's, I kind of love it anyway.
Yeah.
I kind of love it anyway. It's really bad.
Oh, yeah, it is. But again, it's good.
Bad. It's
good
bad.
They're supposed to be bad. There's the I think it's 1957, the giant Gila monster, where the best part about that is how so unfucking believable the scenes are, where it's just clearly just a normal size Gila monster that gets put down in a poorly made model of a city. And it's just like knocking over toy cars. And you can hear like, oh no, it's a giant Gila monster, you know, in the dialogue. And no people in any scenes where he's knocking shit over. Food of the Gods. Yes.
Giant chicken man eating chicken movie.
Wow.
Food of the
Nice.
Gods. Okay.
Food of the Gods.
All right. I will have to,
add to watch
go through
this.
The link at uipodcast.com to shop Amazon for these movies, I think. Shameless plug.
Yeah. That's totally what that was. It's cool, though. I expect nothing more from you.
Night of Lupus is one of my personal favorites because it's clearly just fucking bunnies. Like, it's not a, like, practical effect, a person in a bunny suit jumping around. Like, it's these bunnies that are, like, clearly not being threatening at all. They're like, squiggling their little noses and being cute. And there's people like, oh my God, it's a giant bunny! You know, like, running as they're, like casually hopping at people. It's so good. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Do they not have any holy hand grenades?
Yeah, exactly. Right? Thank you.
That's in the sequel. I think. Yeah, this was a spiritual prequel to Monty Python for the Holy Grail. Ooh. The origin story of the bunny.
Did anybody see... I'm going a little more mainstream here, and I'm going to... This movie came off the little cuffs of, like, you know, Anaconda or, like, you know, your Lake Placid, which...
Yeah, I was going to bring up Lake Placid.
They were just... those movies were, like, bad, but I don't know if they necessarily fall under the complete category of good bags. They're just, like, kind of bad, too, you know?
Yeah.
But did you ever see Piranaconda?
No.
Yeah.
But it sounds like a thing I need to see.
That was a thing. It's called Piranaconda.
It's
this
fucked up
hybrid.
That sounds like
brilliant.
The name of a Nicki Minaj album. That doesn't sound like a fucking movie.
Yeah, but that is a movie. Piranaconda, you've been told. Find it.
Yeah, I might have to use this for the bet.
It's a shit show.
That sounds like it. So a lot of these movies I watch because my dad and I actually have this running thing where we watch the most awful movies ever and we basically bet each other a six-pack that the other person can't sit through it. Mm-hmm. And we never actually end up paying up because we both have seen so many horrible movies that it just evens out anyway. And Piranaconda might have to be one that I challenge with. I'm gonna look at that.
Do it.
Yeah.
It's bad.
It's so I bet.
Oh, yeah.
You mentioned briefly, but Lake Placid, I enjoy it.
I like Lake Placid
a
lot.
It's a great movie. The effects hold up better than I expected them to. And they're
they really
not
do.
Great, but they're not bad. Kron actually mentioned Lake Placid on our social media. There's also Mike with a Y mentioned Orca, the killer whale.
Oh, yeah.
The Shamu, killer Shamu movie.
Yeah.
Which I totally forgot about. And then, of course, we're talking about giant-sized eight-legged freaks and big-ass spider we mentioned. But, like, eight-legged freaks is super fun, if not super creepy at times as well. It's no arachnophobia. Arachnophobia I can't fucking watch.
I actually love arachnophobia.
It's fucking terrible. I hate that fucking movie.
Fucking John Goodman in that shit.
I love arachnophobia so much. I love John Goodman, though. I do.
Truth.
So, yeah. But, yeah, eight-legged freaks, because they're super-sized, I can actually fucking manage it. But there's something about bigger size versions of it just makes them just mutant monsters instead of...
They're not going to hide from you in the crevices.
That's the thing. They're not going to crawl in my mouth while I'm sleeping.
No, they would like crush your skull with a fucking leg.
It'd be probably even more like instead of crawling in my mouth, it'll just give me dick butt where it's just like spooning me and just like rubbing its web spinners. Yeah.
Ooh. Little spinnerette.
You get an up close look at the web spinners, man. It doesn't happen often, you know what I'm saying?
Like, just whispers in my ear with his pincers, like, tonight I'm the man.
Oh, okay.
I need an adult.
I'm going to fond you with my spinnerette.
I can't. Nope. We're about at the end of Geeks on the Influence. On that note, sexual assault by a spider. That's, I think, a good time to
sexual assault spiders. There you go. There's your title.
That's not bad. It's either that or space sharks. I think.
Do like space sharks.
Space sharks, I think, is in contention as well. So thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of Geeks on the Influence. We're going to be trying to release these every couple weeks. As time allows, of course. We've got a lot of other podcasts on the network that we need to work on, so we'll be getting back to a more regular schedule. Our release episodes, so that's a little bit more manageable as well, with max of four on the panels. So that'll allow us to be more regular with our releases of Geeks Under the Influence. Another way to help us with that is checking out our sponsors. Along with our sponsors, I do want to also mention again that we are setting up a GoFundMe for Rob for the... expensive costs of that are coming forward. So please definitely check that out. We'll have a link at GYpodcast.com, and hopefully we'll have it together by the time we release this episode. So it might be in the notes as well. If not, yeah, just keep an eye on our social media on GYpodcast.com, and we'll have that information out to you. We would really appreciate even a few bucks that you can throw to the family to help them with expenses. So we appreciate you guys. We appreciate you taking the time to stick with Geeks Under the Influence and all our shows on the network. Seven shows now. You can all find at GYpodcast.com. Tell your friends, rate us on iTunes, subscribe. The subscription numbers do a lot to have us go up in the rankings. So even if you subscribe and download the episodes, we'd love for you to listen to them, but you don't have to. Just subscribe and, you know, download. That's all we ask. Tell your mom that doesn't listen to podcasts to do it too. Tell her not to listen at all, please. You don't want her calling and being like, what kind of trash do you listen to? No, but we appreciate all your help. We appreciate your dedication to this show. And we thank everybody that voted for us as the best podcast in Richmond. We'll find out in October where we stood in the rankings for that. And we'll, of course, let you guys know as well. As always, I'm Mike the Hobbit Pickett, and join us or die.
Shut the fuck up, Hobbit.
Join us or die. Join us or die. Or I will swallow your soul. Necronomicon gives us power to rise from the dead. You play to take, our play begins to spread. You can fight all you want, cause you fail to resist. We're here to take the world and rule with an iron fist. So join us or die, join us or die, or I will swallow your soul.
GUIPodcast.com